Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
There's a party going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the year. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gonna celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is Saturday and you've tuned in to the Jay Garvin Show. You hold up the podcast of Home and Mortgage Talk, and I'm exactly halfway through the month of May. If you cut the days in half, it is Saturday the 16th, and in the last 15 years I've been on the radio, I've only been able to say this three times. It's my birthday. Well, thank you for all of that confetti and cheer there, Matthew. I am officially 59 years old, which is totally meaningless to me. But I don't ever get to say that. I literally spent my birthday driving back from St. Louis for my son's graduation. That's how important it was. You don't celebrate birthdays when you're my age. You just take a break. In fact, my wife asked what I wanted to do for my birthday, and I said, you know what? I want to go to Eisenhower's Museum and Library in Abilene, Kansas. So that's how boring I am. But this show today is not boring.
Woo!
I'm Jay, and I'm your friend. I'm a licensed loan originator. I'm a real estate investor. I am a budgeter and a financial peace participant with 7 baby steps. But most of all, I am a child of God, a husband, and a father. I appreciate you taking the time, and out of all of the shows that I've done over the years, more than 700 of them, I have about 20 or so that are cult classic. Attack of the Killer Loan, Three Little Houses that I actually just revisited earlier this month, Demographics in America, and the list goes on. I've done budgeting, we've done baby steps, we've done depreciation, we've done 15-year mortgages, we've done everything. But if I look at all of that, the most foundational conversation that I've had in the last 15 years is the one that I'm having with you today. Now, I don't do radio shows on patriotism, but that would be high on my list of things important in this world about serving your country, serving your municipal and your fellow citizens. I would love it if this were a spiritual radio show where I would talk more about Jesus Christ and the disciples and my personal relationship with Jesus. But talking in perspective, when you talk about homes and you talk about mortgage and you talk about retirement, you talk about budgeting, you talk about real estate investing, you talk about a plan going into retirement, the foundational bedrock of all of those conversations is this show. So without further ado, Matt, the drum roll, today's show, 7+ streams of income. So I am so incredibly excited about this. I have never known anybody on YouTube, podcasts, or anybody else that I've met that breaks this down the way I have over the years. I'm going to let you know the reason that I got into investment property ownership is because I saw what my father did with his income in a totally different platform, and I wanted to duplicate the results without having to duplicate the process that he followed. And my father was a cradle to grave, like his generation, born in 1936, started working at an engineering firm, stayed in the same job and progressed his entire life. His company was purchased and sold and expanded and contracted, but he always was an engineer, starting with Globe Union. They invented the Midwest, Wisconsin, Illinois diehard battery, went up through Globe Union to Central Lab to North American Phillips to Johnson Controls. And basically that entire time in his life, instead of spending all his money, because his salary back in the 70s was $15,000, but he would get over $100,000 in bonuses from chips, components, and goals. That was commission throughout his engineering and management career. And he accumulated stock, and I saw him at a latter stage in his life with over $5 million worth of stock but it had a quarterly and annual dividend. And he was earning about $6,000 a month in dividends, or about $72,000 a year in dividends in the year 2000. He had been working on this since 1970 for 30 years, and I said, how can I get $60,000 to $70,000 of residual income a year through mortgage, financing, or real estate instead of stocks? Because I don't understand stocks the same way my father didn't understand homes. You want to invest in what you know, and that's how I came up with the three little houses. If I buy three little houses, 15-year mortgages, pay them off, I'm literally only spending about $50,000 per home out of my pocket. That's $150,000. 25 years earlier, my dad accumulated $250,000 worth of stock, and then that started to duplicate. But after those homes were paid off, rents were $2,000 apiece, $6,000 a month for three houses, $72,000 a year. And it all was based on streams of income. So what I want to do with you today is four separate things. Number one, I want to talk about why the streams of income and understanding them is important. Number two, I want to talk about the specific streams of income. What are the seven streams and what do I mean by plus? Because I have one stream of income that nobody talks about out there, even if you go on to the internet. Number three, I want to talk about breaking down the steps. Which ones are like walking on a treadmill over and over repetitively forever? And which ones are residual, where you make money while you sleep? And then finally, what is the first step for you? Or if you've thought about this before, what's the next step? See, because I say it at the end of every show, go grow and prosper, tell someone close to you that you love them. Because money doesn't matter. A lot of people have told me, yes, Jay, you say that because you have it. My wife and I, my family, lives a very conservative Midwestern lifestyle. I've been begging to get a hot tub for 3 years. I've got the $100,000 in the bank to buy it. I just can't justify paying $6,000 for something that I'm going to sit in maybe once a day at best, probably once a week, and I'm going to get sick of taking care of it in 3 years, just like I did the last hot tub I had before we had children. But I mention all of that because I take a conservative approach to this. And these are very important things to understand because you can dispel all of this as nonsense, but the bottom line is knowledge is power. If you understand these seven plus streams of income, it gives you options. If you do nothing, that is your decision because the lack of knowledge is the absence of power, and then you can just work the rest of your life broke and then be mad at society at the end because you didn't win or you couldn't support yourself. And I want to be that information that helps you bridge the gap. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to be back right after these important messages, going through every step. Can you think in your mind, what are some streams of income out there? There's only seven, folks, not 30,000, not three. There's seven plus one. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
Well, folks, after listening to that intro, I feel like I'm sitting on an island with the sunset in the middle of the stream. and Matt, my producer, is good, but don't you be the island in the stream, because that means you're in the way of the seven streams of income I'm talking about the rest of this hour. You can get a hold of me at 719-330-1457. I want you to call me, and I want to earn the right to be your next, your adult child's next, your friend, your neighbor, your relative's next licensed loan originator. It's not a transaction. I'm not TurboTax. I'm a CPA. Anybody can help you go through the steps of mortgage. I want to actually consult your adult child to be more intelligent with their finances and their income and their approach to both of them. So, over the last 5 years, I have developed, through research, seven streams of income. And why the streams of income are important is because it gives you options and power. I had never thought about them. The reality is, folks, is that 95% of the people around you, so if you go into King Soopers and there's 100 people around you, with probably you included, 95 of them has no idea the different methods of accumulating money or wealth at all. They go to a J-O-B, just like you and I. We exchange our time for money, just like you and I. It doesn't matter whether you're a doctor or a ditch digger, a teacher, or a tow truck driver. When you have earned income or a J-O-B, you have to exchange time for money. And that's why so many friends that I have that are doctors and dentists invest in real estate. It's why so many people that I know that are teachers that cannot take any time off during the school year, but during the summer, they're like, Jay, when are you having another investment property class? When can I learn the methods that will make money work for me rather than me working for money? And that's the why of understanding the streams of income. Because whether you hear 30 seconds of this, 3 minutes, or 30 minutes, if you ignore the conversation and go back to being naive, it's not going to eliminate your requirement to go back to the grind the rest of your life. And sometimes, if one person listening to this is so sick and tired of being sick and tired, and my message can resonate with you, single working mom, Lori, you come to mind because you were sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're like, Jay, how do I do this different? Karen, you're the same way. Wade, exact same thing. You have young individuals like Owen. He's not sick and tired. He's excited, and he's already starting to master the seven-plus streams of income. So, folks, what are they? Number one, earned income. I just mentioned that. What are the steps? Salary for an hourly income from a primary J-O-B. It does not matter whether you're hourly. It doesn't matter whether you're salary. It doesn't matter whether you're commission. You can leverage your time, but you still have to exchange it for money. You cannot eliminate it. Now, number two is capital gains. Now, I moved that up from five to number two. Capital gains is your 401k. Capital gains is your retirement account. Capital gains is your Roth IRA. Capital gains is that generic investment that you have. You gain capital by leaving it in a bucket and allowing it to grow 3 to 20%, and you add principal balance and growth and interest to that, and along with a job, earned income, and capital gains, with those two sources of income, encompass more than 90% of all Americans. See, everybody has a J-O-B. There's less than 5% of adults in America that don't have any primary income, and they live 100% off of alternative sources outside and earned income. Now, only 64% of Americans are invested in traditional investments. So the 65% combined with the 100%, 95%, is over 90% of Americans eat, sleep, and breathe with these two income sources and never dabble in another. 40% of people that are a paycheck away from being broke don't even earn money on the third one. The first one is earned income. The second one is capital gain. You buy a house, it appreciates, and you sell it. The difference of money you have in a bucket, at the end of your life, you take scoops out of that bucket of capital gains until the pile of money is gone, period. The third one is interest income, the third most popular. If you have a bank account at the end of the year for your taxes, whether it's at the CPA or TurboTax, you're going to have $2.72 or $333 or $2,100 of earned interest over the last year. That right there, those three, is over 97% of all Americans. Everything after this I mention is rare air. Earned income, capital gains, and interest income. Now the next one, number four, is the most powerful, exhausting, painful, but rewarding income source in the United States and the entire world. And that's business income, business profit. See, the top 100, top 500 wealthiest people in America on Forbes come from business income. There's not one person earned income. He has 32 jobs, and he is the wealthiest man in the world or the wealthiest woman in the world. It is business income. If you look at number one with Elon Musk, coming up with a concept, fine-tuning it, building it, creating something of value, especially with IPOs, initial public offerings, that's how Larry Ellis did it. That's how Mark Zuckerberg did it. It's how Warren Buffett did it. It's how the Walton family did it. It's how Jeff Bezos did it. Of the top 500, 495 of them did it that way. There are some that did it through real estate. There's a couple who did it through inheritance, but if you look at their wealth, they break down. But business income is the most proliferating income source in the world. It also is the most exhausting because if you buy a small business like I did, a mortgage company, you just buy yourself a job. Once you start to own it and you build a team, now you get residual profits from other people's efforts and the effort and the growth of the company itself. Number one, earned income. Number two, capital gains. Number three, interest income. Number four, business income or business profit. Now, the next ones, which I'm going to circle around, are dividend income. I told the story earlier in the show, that's how my father did it. Not by getting a 401k, by actually getting a blue chip stock. See, Tesla and Amazon sound like really exciting companies to invest in, but they don't have dividends. Do you know Amazon does not have a dividend, which means you can have capital gains if you buy that stock. It gets more valuable or less valuable, but you don't get some of the monthly, quarterly, and annual profits. If you look at a company like Ford, if you look at a company like Procter & Gamble, if you look at a company like Microsoft, if you look at a company like Johnson Controls, if you look at a company like AT&T, these companies issue between 1% and 16% profit on all their revenue. My father and others got $1 million or $5 million in a pile of money, and every single year, the company gives them $60,000 to $100,000 or more of profit, not from your pile of money, but from the residual gains of the company. It's what my son would say is the dark side of capitalism because the company is more beholden to their shareholders than they are the customers. There's some reality to that, but it's money that works for them anyhow. And that's the first one that's residual. Business income, you get growth. When you get an IPO, all of that is capital gains, but if you can get profit off of the company, now you're mixing in residual income. Stocks can also have a capital gain, but now they're giving you a monthly, a quarterly, and an annual profit off the growth and the activity. Now, number six is royalties and licensing income, creative licensing, ranging from music to writing to art to photography and much, much more. This is the only stream of income of the seven that I have not harnessed. I know I'm going to do this in publishing a book. If you have a book out there, you can go ahead and do an ebook. I can capitalize on residual in this podcast. I just choose not to go onto YouTube right now for reasons of my own. But you can do that through royalties and licensing income. Now, number seven, which I waited, is rental income. Thank you so much for that cheer and celebration, Matt. Income from commercial or residential property, vacant lots, and now get this, cars, boats, RVs, bikes, and the list goes on. Do you know with Turo, you can actually buy a car and rent it to someone for a week for $400 and make your payment, offset your gas, and that is residual money, a car that you're renting as you're not doing anything, and money happens, money grows, money's given to you while you sleep. Now that's the seven: earned income, capital gains, interest income, business income, dividend income, royalty income, and rental income. What's the seven plus? Folks, we didn't talk about direct income. That is all of your pensions, all of your Social Security, all of your military retirement, everything that you put in effort. Railroads still have this. FedEx still has this, where you put in time in the military like I did, and now I get X amount of money directly every single month for an effort that I did years and decades ago. So don't go anywhere. In the next segment, housekeeping, I'm going to talk to you about different types of residual income within the seven and how you can harness that, understand that, apply it early in your life so you can reap the benefits later. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself,
head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is sponsored by Best Realty and Mark Solis.
Housekeeping?
Born to be wild. Born to be wild.
Housekeeping.
Okay, folks. Here I have it. I hope you're getting your motor running, baby. I have the residual aspects of the seven streams of income. I've got experience with this. I'm a licensed loan originator. I want to earn your business in doing your next mortgage transaction. The only thing I get is a commission for doing that. It's not residual unless you're someone like Paul and Mary and you've now done your fourth or fifth transaction with me over the last 7 years.
Awesome!
But I want to earn your trust, build a relationship, add value to you, not in the transitional and transactional details of a mortgage, but in bringing extra added attributes to the transaction. Teach your adult children the streams of money. Teach your adult children the importance of the seven baby steps. Teaching your neighbor, your relative, your friend, the importance in budgeting. That's why Churchill Mortgage and our team here, Ken Smith and I, in Colorado Springs, brick and mortar, we do another 10 plus states. But we can meet with you face-to-face to add value to you on top of the mortgage at the same time. That's why some of my mentors have said, you always want to interview, hire, and build a relationship with people that not only help you with the facet of business that's beforehand, but so many others. I want to help you with the mortgage, but I'm also a real estate investor, and I can help you on the quality of the house. I'm also an expert on income, and I can help you turn that capital gain, the house, into a residual income in rental income, and so on and so forth. Introduce you to people that can help you use reinvestment strategies in traditional stock markets. Help introduce you to contractors and handymen and people in your community that can add value to you that you can trust, so it's not as opaque and distant and cold as a search on the internet. But the next thing I want to go through with you is breaking down the individual attributes of the most important parts of the 7-plus streams of income. If you're just joining me, the 7-plus streams of income we've talked about are earned income, capital gains, interest income, business income, dividend income, royalty income, rental income, and the bonus, direct income. When I went into the military, I never thought that I was going to have direct income. But I have direct income now, as I had in my early 40s, now my mid-50s, of a military retirement. And they've changed the rules since I retired. Now, if you're in the military, they give you retirement, but you have to wait till you're 65 to get it. When I retired after 15 years, I got a check the first day of the first month after retirement. That's direct income. See, so many people, dedicated friends and borrowers and clients of mine that are teachers, para is a direct income. FedEx Retirement, Chemical Depot, Railroad, these are all pensions and direct income. That is the purest form of residual income. I've been getting X amount of money from the federal government and the military for 26 years since I've went to work and put on a uniform because I'm outliving my retirement, and it's direct. Social Security is the same way. You put into the system your whole life, and if we're lucky and it's still solvent, you're going to get a monthly check. That's a residual income. Income that works directly for you without any direct input from you. Now, another source of this, of course, is rental income. Now, there's residual rental income that you work for and residual rental income that's more of an asset. There's two types of this, and I'm going to explain it to you. I have half a dozen rental properties. It is residual income, but it requires an effort. More effort than a stock dividend. A stock dividend, you don't have to do anything at all except hope that that company doesn't go bankrupt. If that company goes bankrupt and you don't have a bond share, a Class C share, but you have an A share, and it goes away, good experience from my wife. She owned $58,000 of MCI stock when it was the beacon on the Golden Hill at the end of Garden of Gods when she was 28 years old. The company went bankrupt, and she lost all of her money. That's why I like residual income from real estate rather than residual income from capital gains or dividends from stocks. Because if the company goes south, it all goes away. If you have a house, even with a mortgage, you're required to have insurance. Even if that house explodes, go away, burns in a blaze, you're going to get your money back. It's nearly impossible unless you lose it completely to foreclosure because you can't maintain it, that you lose 100% of your assets from a house. But there is a sense of responsibility. I have to cut the trees at the house. My wife has to pay the bills at the house. We have to rent and interview people to be in the house. We have to get new appliances. We have to maintain things. So there is an effort that goes into that residual income. I also have houses, short-term rentals, and with property managers in Tennessee, now here one in Colorado and growing in Montana, is an asset. It's a residual rental income, but I don't do anything. I don't coordinate Xfinity to go in there. I don't fix the door. I pay for it all. I give about 30% of all my profits for doing it, but it's an asset that I don't even think about for more than 10 minutes a month. So even within residual income, you can have asset generated and residual with activity involved with that residual. Same thing with business income. If you have a business, you buy yourself a job. But if you're the owner and you grow it, it starts to become an asset where you're more separated, less involved with it, to the point where you have individuals that are retired and have left the company. I mean, Michael Dell sold Dell Computers. Steve Jobs left Apple. And the list goes on where it was 100% asset driven. Now, royalties is something that you put in an effort like Dolly Parton or Kenny Rogers or the Beatles. And then every time that album is sold, every time that song is played, they get a royalty. Direct income, residual. Rental income, residual. Royalties, residual. Dividend income, residual. Interest income, residual. And business income, residual. Earned income and dividend are not. So that's the focus of this segment, is understand the type of income that you are engaged with and see if you stop working, whether it stops working. And I'm no different than you. I have earned income with my J-O-B. I have earned income with this radio show. I have to come to the microphone to make it work. But then I also have residual income with partners that pay into the show. It's not royalty income, but it's residual because now my radio job has become a business because I own it. Multiple facets, something to understand. If the subject is intriguing to you or you want a copy of the 7-plus streams of income, call me at 719-330-1457. I'd love to have the conversation. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to wrap up 7 streams of income right after these important messages.
Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by, and see them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Out there there's something, these thoughts that arise come like the moonlight, just shine in my eyes. And
well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I am having the cornerstone conversation on my radio show podcast. If you ever only listen to one show from me, it's the 7-plus streams of income. I'm talking about earned income, which is a J-O-B. It's one of two that is not residual at all, and it's our jobs, changing money for time or time for money. Number two is capital gains. You buy a car, it's a classic. It doesn't depreciate like 98% of them. It gets more valuable, and that's a capital gain. You buy a house, it gets more valuable. You sell it, that's a capital gain. You get a 401k. You don't get any residual. It gets higher in value. It's a capital gain. You sell the car, you make the money. You sell the house, you make your money. You sell the stock, your pile gets smaller until you take your last shovel full at the end of your life. And then the pile is gone. Hopefully after you pass away, not before you pass away. Number three is very simple. It's interest income. Interest in the bank, promissory notes, hard money. This is the third, also the third most popular. Usually it's $210 a year in your taxes. But that's the first residual one, interest income. Number four is business income. The most proliferate way of making a stream of money in this world. All Forbes top 500 wealthiest people in the world and also America, 99% of them do it on business, not on real estate or interest income, building a business. Name the top ones in the world. Tesla, Microsoft, Oracle, Walmart, Berkshire Hathaway, Meta, the list goes on. All the way down through Jersey Mike's, Texas Roadhouse, you know, all of those businesses build income. Active income as a job, profit income on an annual basis, and next level wealth in IPOs, initial public offerings, and sales, all of that. That's also a residual form of income. Next, you have dividend income. Now you're getting really residual. You buy a stock, it has a dividend, you need to know which or which. Is it on the NASDAQ? Is it on the Dow Jones, or is it privately held? You know, there's private stocks. Then you have royalties, creative licensing, music, books, art, photography, podcasts, and much, much more. And then you have rental income, and my favorite is residential property ownership, but there's also industrial rental income. There's commercial rental income. Parts of commercial are retail and office, land. All are residual forms. You buy something, someone uses it over and over, and they pay you. The biggest one by far in America is residential rental income. Only 65% of Americans own their home. That means 35% are paying someone else's residual income. But rental income isn't the only one. Like I told you, I've got generating residual income can come from all these different sources. I told you, and here's the list. Invest in dividend stocks. Now, I mentioned that because, oh, you know, Tesla, I own Tesla stock. I love Elon Musk. He's the most innovative human being on earth. I never got to know Einstein. I never got to know, you know, people don't talk about Benjamin Franklin. He's the one, you know, with the kite, with the key on it. He harnessed electricity and made electricity years before it was invented. But interest dividend stocks, interest dividend investment in dividend stocks is a residual form and one of the most popular way to earn residual income. Number two is real estate investment. Absolutely. And I honestly believe this is the last manageable, feasible approach to the middle class acquiring true profitable residual income. I get dividends off stocks that I have to the tune of deep six figures, and I maybe get less than $1,000 a year. Until you have $5 to $15 million worth of stocks, you're not going to get anything like $50, $60, or $70,000 a year of income. I mean, my wife and I only have six rental incomes, and we make $120,000, more than $10,000 a month net, not gross, in just six full-time rental homes, one in Airbnb and the other long-term rentals. Then you have business income, like I told you. You have traditional, and there's so many people that have created businesses online. But going back to real estate, it's not the only form of residual income. There's a lot of people breaking into rental income now with cars, with boats, with RVs, with bikes, etc. Turo, Zipcar, Captera, Kemwell, Outdoorsy, RV Share, Outwander. All of these, rent a camper, rent a motorbike, rent a car, and give us some money. That's a very small but approachable portion of residual income. Now, the next one is, like I told you, the royalties. Write a book, create digital products, get into affiliate marketing. That's why girls do Mary Kay. That's why I did Amway. It is affiliate multi-level marketing. There's lending, peer-to-peer lending. There's automatic online sales. My point is that is the way to proliferate residual income that works for you when you're sleeping. It's any way money that comes any way. And the bottom line is this. If you don't harness types of income that work for you, you are going to work for your income every day of your life until you pass away. Now, I've retired and come back because work in a worthwhile cause is very, very important. And I work for the passion and service now instead of the income. Money has changed my life, folks. Not with big fancy thing, but options. I want to give you options and power and a way to serve the kingdom. Call me at 719-330-1457. All of it is the Lord's money anyways. Let's learn how to use it. And I'm the one to teach you. And take advantage of that. 719-330-1457. Go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them. And tell someone close to you about the seven streams of income and have them call me. 719-330-1457. Make it a great weekend and God bless. 719-330-1457. As I talk to you about this conversation in the middle of May, by the end of July and Labor Day, I am going to be so busy helping people that I won't be available to take your call. Call now, 719-330-1457. I'm available. I would love to add value to your life. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want. Radio News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.